This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, as always, welcome everyone. We are very honored this afternoon to be joined by Rav Psachya Fried, one of the very chashuv rabbanim from Borough Park, who's relocated here to our neck of the woods in Enclave. And I met him not once today, but twice today. And I invited him here, and he was nice enough to come. So it's wonderful to have you. And you know, it's always a good feeling. You know, when you go to Old Lakewood, you know there's thousands of boys learning there. So we need to have our own clout over here on South Lakewood. So it's good for me to know that our real estate has risen with Rabbi Fried here. Also, it's good to see Yitzhak Bonchinger. Were you away? Okay, so don't be a stranger. It's always nice to have you here. Okay, so we are dedicated by the Fish family, Lili Nishmas Basi Bas Ravitchum, Ben Avraham Alevi Perel Bas Ruvain. We learn Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim Lefush Lem Fel Yomosh Ben Chai Yisar Yaakov Ben Bas Yilea, Schutz of Avraham Yom Benish Ben Malki Yehudis and family, Yol Klugman and family. We learn Lefush Lem Fel Avigdor Aryeh Ben Rivka. My Shver is holding his own. There was a meeting today with the doctors, and in his part of the hospital where he is, he can only stay for 12 days. So if he doesn't do worse, they're going to throw him out, which is, you know, a real catch-22. So we have to see to make further preparations for him to see what's going to be the next step. He should have, as I said, Avigdor ben Rivka, he should have refuah shleima b'sei shechel Yisrael. A mensch from Bergen-Belsen at the age of 3. Here he is, he's with a terrible sickness, and every nurse says he has an angelic smile. He's making a Kiddush Hashem, even though he can't leave his bed. It's a big lesson. A person who's a good person could do big things and could do v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, even from a sickbed. We learn the first shleima find the bas chayesar yitzu ben tzim ben dusha rivka bashir aleya. Shmuel ben Yom ben Shulei, Moshmei ben Estefan, Meir ben Chayesar, they should have a refu shalem b'sech shachar Yisrael. Okay, we're holding at the last Mishnah in the second parak. U'l'shachayis ha'yutachas Ezras Yisrael. There were actually two chambers underneath the Ezras Yisrael, very important real estate over there. Psuchas ha'Ezras ha'Nashim, it opened up from underground to the Ezras Hanashim, Shishama Leviim Noisin and Kinarais and Nevalim. Over there, the Leviim kept their harps and lyres and mitziltayim and the cymbals with kol klasher and the rest of the musical instruments. Ezras Yisrael Ha'Orech Meya Amo Shloshim Chamesh was wide 135 amos al reich of Achas Esrei, with a width of eating up into the closer to the temple complex 11 amos. V'chein Ezra's Kahanim Ha'Yisayach Me'er Shlesh M'chamish Al-Reich V'Achas Esrei was 135 by 11. And how do we know to demarcate between the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's Kahanim? V'Rashi Pispasim, beams, heads of beams, where Mavdilin showed the differential between Ezra's Yisrael and Ezra's HaKahanim. Rebbe Lez Ben Yaakov Ha'Maila Ha'Yisayach, there was a step, U'Gvoya Amma, and upon it, it was a height of an amma. There the platform was for the Leviim to sing Shira. That's why it opened up over there. The Lishkayis with all of the instrumentation. And it had also its own three steps, Shelchatzi Chatzi Amma, each one the height of a half an Amma, which meant that together with the one step of an Amma, Nimtzes Ezras Kahanim Gevoyim Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kahanim was higher than the Ezras Yisrael, a total of Shtei Amas Amechza, 2.5 Amas. Kol Azara, the entire Azara, Haisa Eirich Meo Shmein of Sheva, was the length of 187, Al Reich of Meo Shleishim Chamesh, by the width of 135. Now, this disagrees that the 13 bowings was by the Seireg, where the Yevonim made the 13 breaches. There were 13 bowings connected the 13 gates of the courtyard, and Sha'arim Dramium, the most southernmost gates, Smuchin Lamariv, starting from the back, starting from the west, the Shar HaElyon, the upper gate, then there was the Shar HaDelek, the gate where they brought in the wood, the Shar Becheiris, because since the Becheiris was Kachim Kalim, so they brought that into the south because it didn't have to be shechted from the north, Shar HaMayim, the water gate, so there are different reasons why it's called water gate, as we will see. The lama had nothing to do with Nixon. The lama nikra shmai shamayim, shabai machnis in sukha shamayim shalmisa fachag. There they brought through that gate the jug of water that they used for the Nisa Chamayim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, obay amayim mefachim. From there, the future water that would come from under the Miftan Habayis would exit as it widened through that gate, and from there it was the size of a jug, Vasidin Lias Yaitzin, which was destined to come out, Mitachas Miftan Habayis, from under the threshold of the house. Ulamasim Batzafin, corresponding to these gates in the north, there were parallel gates. The gates in the south, there were parallel gates in the north. Smuch Lamarv, again, starting from the west, there was Shar Yechonia, where he left when he was exiled. Shar HaKarbon, that's where Kachi Kachim came in, because Kachi Kachim had to be done on the north. Shar HaNashim, where the women came in. And Shar HaShir, and the Shar HaShir was the song gate. V'lama Nikra Shmai Shar Yechonia. Why was it called Shar Yechonia? Because Shebo Yatzi Yechonia Begalusai, the Sheba Mizrach, the gate at the east was the legendary Shar Nikonah, that had the miracle where it came under the boat, one half of the doorway, magically to the port. Ushnei Pishpashim Hayulai, it had two minor doors on either side. Echad miyaminai ve'echad mismailai, one to its right, one to its left. Ushnayim b'mariv, and two were in the back, in the west. It didn't have names. Now, the third parak starts out first with the plan of the Mizbeach. HaMizbeach hayu shloish m'shtayim al shloish m'shtayim. The Mizbeach started at the bottom, 32 by 32 amas, and then it kept on indenting. Allah Amma, it went up an Amma, the Kanas Amma, and it indented an Amma, so that's an Amma on each side, so it takes off two Ammas from the amount, Zayah side, that indentation formed the base. Nimsa now, after it indented on both sides, it became, instead of 32 by 32, it became Shloshim al Shloshim. Then Allah Chamesh went up another five Anas, with Kanas Amma, and indented an Amma, Zayah Seveg, that's the ledge. So now, since it indented again an Amma on either side, so now it's 28 by 28. Nimsa Esrim Shmaina al Esrim Shmaina. The four corners on the four sides of the Mizbeach, this was Amma Mizeva, Amma Mizeva was an Amma by an Amma. So now if you count that again, you're indenting another two Ammas. So then, Nimsa Esim Vishesh Al Esim Vishesh, it's 26 by 26. Then there's a walkway for the Kahanim around the pyre within the Kronos. Hilach Ragle Akahanim Amiz Mizeva Amizeh, thereby giving us now a inner amount for the pyre of 24 by 24. Nimsa Esim Varba, Al Esim Varba is Mekayim Amarocha, the place of the pyre. Actually, we know there was more than one pyre. They made a pyre also for the Ketairis. There was a third pyre as well. Amar Rabbi Yaisi says, initially when Shlomo HaMelech built the Mizbeach, it was only 28 by 28. Now from 32 it went to 24. So that's 8. So if it was 28 by 28, then it went to 20 by 20, as the Mishnah proceeds to tell us. Mitchila loy haya al shmeinim v'eser, 28 by 28. Kainais v'ayla b'midah zuah, kept on indenting for the yisayid, for the sayvev, for the karen, for the walkway. Achin simakam v'roch esim al esim. It was 20 by 20. U'kishalu b'nei ha'gayla, when the b'nei ha'gayla came up, hoisifu alav arba amas min adarim v'arba amas min amarev. They added 4 amas to the south and 4 amas to the west, kimin gamma, like the Greek L, and that gave us 32 by 32. And we know this because it says that the place of the pyre on the top was 12 by 12 measured from the middle, which is 24 by 24. Shenema v'ariel, the place of the fire, shteim esrei oirech b'shteim esrei roich av revua, 12 by 12 a square. So you'll say maybe it's only 12 by 12, not 24 by 24. Yochushen el shteim esrei al shteim esrei, kishu oimer el arbas revoyav, to its 4 quadrants, malamit shimene emtzahu moideit shteim esrei amaleko ruach. You measure from the middle 12 to each quadrant, so that's 24 by 24. The chutzel sikra chaygroi be'emtza, that red line bisected it in the middle, we know that, for example, the chattas behemah, the blood went above the chutah sikra. Most karbanis behemahs went below the chutah sikra. The eilus ha'oif went above the chutah sikra. La'avdol bein adamim al-yayin mul-adamim ha'tachtayinim, to differentiate between the upper bloods and the lower bloods. Vayisayid, now remember this is the part where Binyamin was chayfif alav kol ha'yayin. The mizbeach could only be built in the place of Binyamin, and part of it would belong to Yehuda. So by Yisoida Yimahalach al pnei kol ha'tzafim al pnei kol ha'marv, went along the entire north and the entire west. Va'eicha b'dorim ama achas, and it was an ama achas in the south. Over mizuch ama achas, and it snaked an ama achas on the east. Whoa. Too long Mishnayos. I really have to apologize to Rabbi Fried because I didn't tell him that there was Mishnayos in between Mincha and Maariv. Usually it's faster, and this is a very long Mishnayos. As you know, we won't be able to count Svira because it's too early. So you should remember that last night was Chaitz 11, last night was 18. Daf Yomi again will be at 8:20. I will be sending out again money to Beitar May 1st. So still, if anybody wants to give in some money for Beitar, they can. I do thank. We brought in already for the appeal that we had extra $1,200. So I'm glad that it gives us a little cushion with the money that we send to Beitar every month. What else? Again, if you're interested in dedicating part of the Bima, please let Rich know. Also, Rich is working assiduously on the plaques for the yard site. And if you are interested in dedicating a plaque for our new yard site board, please talk to Rich. There's a reason why he's called Richie Rich. If only it would line his pockets, right? Yeah. Baruch Hashem. He says, Baruch Hashem, I have what I need. It's after April 15th. I have what I need.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.